Now, please open your Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church of Corinth, and I like this verse because he says, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for being our Lord and our Savior, and help me to preach. The authority is your word, and I pray that we all together will understand what the Bible is telling us. Touch our hearts, Lord. Now we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. I will preach a message entitled, "The Preaching and Teaching of the Cross." The Preaching and Teaching of the Cross. Now, it is very, very important to know about the theology of the cross of Jesus Christ. Many religious people, Roman Catholics, and also Orthodox Church and others, they worship the cross. They worship the cross and have no idea about its real meaning. They carry a cross with the image of Jesus on it and carry it in their processions. And I can tell you that by my own testimony. When I was 16, 18 years old, lost as can be, following this religion, I was carrying with many people the cross of Jesus in that procession. And when I was in the Catholic school, I went to the priest to confess my sin. And in the little chapel of the Catholic school, there were a lot of statues and saints. And the priest told me, "You go and pray to each one." And the last, it was the cross. And I went there, praying for each one. And I went to the cross. And this cross, it was Jesus crucified. But I remember the day when a missionary came to my life and talked to me about Jesus, and he presented a real and clear presentation about the gospel. And I received the Lord Jesus Christ because the Word of God touch my heart. And my wife is the daughter of this missionary. He's now 93 years old. And he talked to me about Christ. He's 93 years old. He has good desires and desire in his heart to keep on going, but he realized that he is old. But he got good intention. And also, when I was trying to see different things on the internet, I found that this crazy world know about 77 different crosses. And even in the Vatican, there are three special crosses. But always, Jesus is in the cross. And I have this. It is called the Cross of Caravaca, in the city of Murcia. He has two angels here. I did not put the two angels because I don't know how to draw that, but crazy, crazy. And I remember one day that I went to a print shop of my friend. His name is Jose. He's a Spaniard. And I saw in his hand a tattoo of this cross. And I talked to him and I said, "Just let me know why you have this cross." And he told me, "It's just for luck. You know, I need the cross for my business." And I realized also that really this kind of cross has a connection with witchcraft and voodoo and all these things. But he believed it. He had that tattoo. And when I saw him, God broke my heart. And I used this verse, Colossians 2:8, And I talked to him. The word of God says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. I told him, Christ is the only help that you need. You don't need this thing that you are thinking that will help you. Christ in your life will make a difference. But he's still thinking his own way. He's still lost. But that's the way that people think when they don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. That cross is empty because Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. It's not Jesus and that cross anymore. I will give you at least four reasons to understand the preaching of the cross. It will help us to be obedient to his calling even today. In Mark 8:34, we read, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. It is not like you just carry a cross all around the city. No. It is talking about our identification with Jesus Christ and his sufferings and work for the glory of God. We just need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we suffering? Keep on. We have rejection. Keep on. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord Jesus Christ knew that his hour will come to go to the cross of Calvary. Consequently, he gave the missionary work and his ministry. He gave the responsibility to his disciples to obey like he obeyed his Father. So the preaching of the cross is to reveal the work of Jesus. Many people are, you know, when things happen, they say it's God's fault. Always blaming God. And I told them all the time, see the cross. See the cross. You will see a difference. And you will see the love of God in Christ Jesus. The preaching of the cross is to reveal the work of Jesus. That is the first point I need to tell you. To reveal. Let's go back a bit again. 1 Corinthians 1:18. It says, for the preaching of the cross. For the preaching of the cross. In other words, we need to proclaim the gospel. If we are saved, we have a mission to accomplish. Our testimony may be different, but we have one Lord that saved us. And our responsibility is to talk to others about Christ in the simple way. What Jesus did in your life, he saved us forever. So talk to the people about Jesus, because the Lord may come at any time. And I believe strongly what the Word of God is talking about. It's talking about hell. And you have friends and you have relatives. And please, we all need to talk to the Lord, to them, to reveal. In Acts 1:8, you know that. You know what is written there. The apostles' missions of spreading the gospel was the main reason that the Holy Spirit empowered them. This event gave a big influence around the world even today, and it will continue until Jesus comes again. So go and tell the good story about Jesus. The power comes from God to reveal his wonderful purpose to make known the gospel to all the nations. First in Jerusalem, then in all Judea, in Samaria, and to all the end of the world. So, reveal means to make known, to tell, to expose, to make known something before unknown. It is also our responsibility to reveal the gospel of Jesus Christ. This Saturday, I went on visitation, and we knocked a door, many doors, and one lady told me that she's a Mormon, just following their own religion. And we knocked different doors, but a day before, Friday, a Jehovah's Witness, two ladies knocked the door of the, Jeff's house, and I had the opportunity to talk to those ladies, and they told me, "We are the only one that go on visitation. Tell me, we are the only one." I know they are doing that, but they don't have the message. They did not present me the gospel. But we know Jesus. We know the gospel. And so I got the touch will. I pray that God will touch our heart to talk to them about Jesus. With this power that we have, the power in Acts 1:8 is not exercise emotion, neither wait for a strange manifestation of the Holy Spirit. You don't need, like in other churches, Pentecostal churches, they roll over on the floor, "Hey, the Holy Spirit, amen, the Holy Spirit." No, the power of the Holy Spirit is when we go outside and we talk to the people about Jesus. That is the power of the Lord. It's not easy, but it is possible. When these two Jehovah Witnesses, they mentioned, they say the only one, and I said, "Lord, help us." Shame on us many times, because they are going door to door, and we are not doing. But praise the Lord that I'm so glad to know that this Saturday, you know, I'm so glad seeing young people knocking doors, and amen, amen. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. The preaching and teaching of the cross is to save. 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says again, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved." 1 John 4:14 says, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." Amen for that. And also Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Again, when I go on visitation this Saturday, we knock a door, and the ladies in all the conversations, she says, "I don't believe that Jesus is the only one, the only Savior. There are others, you know." And I told that lady that you can trust in the Pope, or you can trust in other men, but the difference with Christ is that He is the Savior, and He deals with sin and all the leaders, religion leaders, they don't do that. Christ is the only answer. So we have this message. We have this message that we talk to the people. Wonderful to know when you see results, because the only the Lord gives us the results. You know about Paco Prada. He is now preaching and teaching. Since we are here, we are happy and satisfied that he is doing the work of the Lord. And Flavius Tabardao also, he is knowledgeable of the Word of God, and he knows the book of Romans by memory, 1 John by memory, and he's growing, and he surrendered his life to be a preacher. And when I was teaching one day, he told me, "I need to tell you something. I want to marry your daughter." Well, down deep in my heart, I realized that he is a great man of the Lord. And I said, okay, and they marry, and they have a beautiful baby now, and we are so glad also. When we talk about the cross, we talk about missions. Ir por todo el mundo y predicar el evangelio a toda criatura. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The perfect sacrifice is done in Jesus. Before he gave up his spirit, he said, "All is done. It is finished." It is written in John 19:29. The real salvation is in Christ Jesus. When I am in Spain, I have a friend. He is a Muslim. I'm talking to him about the Lord for 5 years, and he always denying about Jesus, but he talks all the time, Allah, Allah, Allah. And many people talk about God, God, God. But when we mention Christ, there's a big difference. They try to deny the work of Christ and say foolishness. The cross is foolishness. But we know for us is the power of God. To save. The real salvation is in Christ Jesus. Christ's sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary fulfilled God's redemptive plan before the foundation of the world. So we have a mission to accomplish, to be a fisher of men. Fisher of men. The preaching of the cross is to obey God's mission to us. Again, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, every creature has also a dimension, large dimension. We all need to talk about Jesus to different ethnics, people from different nationalities. Being in Spain, the Lord touched my heart not only to talk to Spaniards, because I can see Chinese around. I can see people from different European countries speaking their own languages. And I have 8 or 9 different Bibles of different languages. And one day, a man called Abderrahim Metri came to the church. Do you remember that name? Can you remember that name? Abderrahim Metri, a lady brought him to the church, and we call him William. Well, he was saved. And when I was teaching and discipling him, he knows his own language, Arabic. He knows English. I realized he knows English and French, and also learning Spanish. When I was teaching him and having, you know, problems with the Spanish, I said, "I have my English Bible." And when we had a little problem with English, him, little problem, I said, "I have my French Bible." Well, he was saved. Oh, what a wonderful day. He was saved. And I have a joy in my heart when I talk to him about the Lord, and the Lord did. He made the difference, not me. And I was so glad. And I need to tell you, the joys in our Christian life is when the Lord helps us to talk to others and when they are saved. We don't need to lose this joy, because you cannot express with words when you see somebody saved. Now William, he wants to be a missionary, and he wants to talk to Muslims. And every time that I go on visitation, he goes and talks to the Muslim. I don't know what he is saying. I don't know what he's saying, but when everything is finished, I say, "What did you say?" He says, "I told them that Jesus is my Savior. I told them that only Jesus saves." And that's so wonderful what the Lord can do when we really obey what the Lord is telling us in the Word of God. Then the preaching and teaching of the cross is to conquer. 1 Corinthians again 1:18. "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God." The power of God. The cross is a sign or a symbol of curse, and death for the Romans, for unbelievers is a sign of shame, but the cross for us is a sign of victory. This is the reason why the missionary work is so important in God's eyes. And when you see me, you can say, he is a missionary. But let me tell you, and you know, we all are missionaries. Because we have a mission to accomplish and talk to the people about Jesus. We all are missionaries. The difference, I'm going to other place. I went to other place, and I'm working in other place, but here in this city, you have a potential. This church, you have a potential. Because if you are saved, you have Jesus in your life, and we can do it. God can help us. God can give us this joy to talk to others about Christ. If they reject it, we are doing what we are supposed to do. That is the reason why the missionary work is so important in God's eyes. This is clear proof of his deity. The time of humiliation ended, and God exalted him above in his resurrection. I count this as eternal and real victory. He conquered death. Amen? He conquered sin and Satan. The word of God says, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So Hebrews 2:14-15. Satan is still the god of this world. I can picture Satan like a snake without a head. Just moving the tail. But we in Christ, we have the victory. And the Lord can help us. And also, when we talk to the people about Jesus, we are not losers. When people reject us, we are not losers. When we may be killed for preaching the gospel, we are not losers. When unbelievers mention Jesus hanging on the cross of Calvary, they consider him a loser. But it is just ignorance and disregard. Yes, Jesus was crucified, but for divine reason of redemption. He was the only sacrifice as the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world, like it's written in John 1:29. And when he rose from the dead, his victory was great. We are no losers in the mission field. How many times I hear going to Spain, oh, a difficult place, oh no, that's a place for missionaries, you know, they die and have no results. And I say, Lord, help me. I know it may be difficult, but nothing is impossible for the Lord. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. And we want to have this attitude to know that we have Jesus in us. The preaching and teaching of the cross is to reconcile. The Bible says that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, as he committed to us the word of reconciliation. So reconciliation is a reconciled gospel. The gospel reconciles the sinner to God. Our message is a message of reconciliation. And it is our responsibility, my responsibility and our responsibility. And We need to pray that the Lord can help us more and more. Again, to reveal the good news of salvation in Christ Jesus. The preaching of the cross is to reveal the good news of salvation in Christ Jesus. We want us to make known the gospel to all nations by the Holy Spirit in us. We have the power to proclaim it, to save. The preaching of the cross is to save. The perfect sacrifice is done by Jesus, and it was fulfilled before the foundation of the world. The preaching and teaching of the cross is to conquer. The cross is a sign of victory. The cross is a sign of victory. Victory against Satan, against death, against sin. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8:37. Christ's victory is our victory. Christ's victory is our victory. To reconcile. The preaching and teaching of the cross is to reconcile, to make peace between man and God by the sacrificial death of Christ. Without the cross, there is no redemption. Without the cross, there is no reconciliation. And we have Jesus in us that makes a difference in our lives. I remember those days when I was lost. And I can see how the Lord is so good in my life, in our lives. And God can use us. He can use us. And I pray that you will continue praying for that need that we have. And we are so glad to know that you are a wonderful, wonderful people. And I'm so glad I have the opportunity to come here and preach the Word of God. Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for being our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for your Word. And you just touch our hearts and break our hearts more and more to understand the importance of the preaching and teaching of the cross of Jesus Christ. If somebody is without the Lord, I pray that that person will come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior before it's too late. Now I pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
On behalf of everyone at Beacon Baptist Church, we thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your heart and life has been impacted through the biblical truths of this message. If you have questions or would like more information, please contact us through our website at beaconbaptistchurch.org. That's beaconbaptistchurch.org. May the Lord bless you.